Roger, roger. Well, when Mark gets his new tower put together, he's got to do some more work to it before it can go up. But I think I'm going to put a... because I'll use this as well on that side of the county. And I think what I'm going to do is put like a Diamond X. I like the X300. I guess I could use a mono band, but for some reason, he doesn't like the dual band antennas. They seem to work fine for me. I can almost hear you coming in here from your house, but yeah, I want to put a X300. Those antennas really work good with an end connector, and then just feed it with half inch. You don't even have to run a jumper. You can just hook the half inch right to it, and then I'll run it. You got a shelf right there. I'll just put it on the shelf and button it all up and put duct tape around it or lock it in a toolbox so it can't be messed with. But yeah, it'll work. It'll work really good. And I can link it here, and I was thinking about possibly putting one at Emerson's as well. Then, I mean, basically you could have a split site repeater. You wouldn't have to have duplexers, so it would probably work pretty decent. If we had a couple at a high point. So anyway, that's my plan for this year, is to get that all straightened away. And if we get the 200, we can just put it on that. KDYS.
KDYS, yep. Yep, Roger. Yep. Yeah, I've never dealt with multiple site repeater like that before. I got a controller here, too. That was one thing I recommend on it for running a repeater without a duplexer. I'm not going to hold it for very long. I'm not sure if I'm making it still. I'm the HP this time.